Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Chukas, Kapitel Chav, Pasuk Aleph. Vayevo v'nei Yisrael kol ha'edo, Midbar Tzin. The B'nei Yisrael, the entire Edo, arrived at the Midbar of Tzin. B'chodesh HaRishon, in the first month, Vayeshev ha'om b'kodesh. And the people settled in Kodesh. Vatamas Shom Miriam, and Miriam was Nifteris over there. She passed away over there. Vatikover Shom, and she was buried there. Zot Rashi kol ha Eda, the entire Eda. Eda Hashleima, the whole Eda. Shekfar Mesu, Mesei Midbar, because those that were supposed to die in the Midbar, they had already died. Ve'elu Perishu L'chaim, and these that were set apart, they were set apart to live. So Rabbi Yochum speaks out over here. What Eda Hashleima, Pshat is that they weren't shalem until everybody else died. Pshat is you're shalem if you get out of the Misa. And everybody else was in the Gzer of Misa, they got out of it. Ayin Shom. Vatamat Shom Miriam. Miriam was nifter there. Loma nismacha misas Miriam. Why does the Miriam's nifter, this that she was nifter, why is it next to the Parshas Paraduma, next to the Parshas Paraduma? Loy melcha to tell you. Mak her bonis mechaper, just like her bonis a mechaper, af misa tzadikim mechaper. So too, the Misa of Tzadikim is Mechaper also. And Miriam at this time was 126 years old. So even when they're old, the still the Misa is Mechaper. If you make a cheshmer, she was 126 years old at this time, and still Misa Tzadikim is Mechaper. As I should talk to Shneimni, points it out in Ayelo Sashachar, Ayin Shom. But Thomas Shom Miriam, Miriam was lifted there, Afhi Benashika Mesa. She also died through a Neshika, through a kiss. So why doesn't it say she died by the mouth of Hashem? That's Mises Nashika. It's not respectful to speak when we're speaking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says to say that it was Al Pi Hashem when we're talking about by an Isha. It's not respect to say that she was Nifteres from Mises Nashika. So Uba'aroin it says Nemar Al Pi Hashem by the mouth of Hashem Be'ilamasei in the Parsh of Eilamasei later. In Kapitel Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Ches over there. Akoponim, the Rishonim say that how did everybody else know that she was Nifter? So how did they know? Because they said they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu came out with Sak Ve'efer. They knew, it says in Rishonim in the back of the Chumash, that they chapped already that there was an Avelus over there. And that also disappeared, but Moshe Rabbeinu brought it back. But yeah, you see the tzchus. There was a moedik Indian, first of all, for 40 years that she had. The bear Miriam was b'schus her. Was b'schus Miriam. We'll get there, Mitzchem. But you see, that was a moedik gezach. But it's, but then and you see the chesed. Imagine if Hashem makes a cheshbon, the thousands and millions of people drank for 40 years. The whole water supply was chus Miriam. You know, so there's such a little thing that she did, but she waited for such a short time for her brother. Such a small little act of chesed, and then for millions of people, and then from that. You see the godless of chesed, it says, that you see the godless of chesed, for such a small act, look what happened. Millions of people went in from that. Such a beauty of chesed, that's what the Torah wanted to teach you. But Lamais and Moshe Rabbeinu was also capable of it. His chus, he brought it back, his chus of Moshe and Aaron. Kapanim, it says that they saw that they, that there were noyig avelus. That's how they chapped that there was that she was nifter. Okay, pasuk beis. V'loy hayomayim le'eda. There was no water for the eda. Vayikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, and they gathered against Moshe and Aaron. So Rashi v'loy hayomayim le'eda. There was no water for the eda. Mikan. From here we see shekol arboyim shana, that the entire 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the midbar hayolohem abeir, that they had this well, b'schus Miriam. This was all in the schus of Miriam. So he's the Gemara in Tainis Daf Tesamid Aleph. So that tells you exactly why at this point, at this particular point, they didn't have water. Pshat is because for the first 40 years they always had it. That was b'schus Miriam, speaks out the Minchas Kehuda, brought in the Sif Sechachom. But now that it was gone, so at this particular time, they realized that it was b'schus her. Pasa Gimel Vayorev Ha'om Im Moshe. The people quarreled with Moshe Vayomru Lamer, and they spoke up saying, V'lu gavanu b'gva achenu. If only we had perished with the death of our brothers, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. Zot Rashi, v'lu gavanu. This means halavai shagavanu, that we would have died. You know, halavai that we would have died. B'gva achenu, b'misas achenu, that's the death of our brothers, b'dever, through the plague. Limeid, this teaches us, shemisas tzama, that death by thirst is meguna mimena, is uglier, is worse, than death through a nega, through a plague, through a dever. Oh, so what was that? So the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, this is Lemaisa quote from in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar Perek Lamed. Lemaisa Rabbeinu Bachai does not go with the shot. It wasn't Misa's dever. The Rabbeinu Bachai says it was the death of the Meisei Midbar, that the whole door of the Midbar died through the 40 years that they were sojourning in the Midbar, rather than what Rashi says of a specific plague. Akapanim, Rashi over here brings from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. It's interesting, he doesn't bring from the same Makor that the Rabbeinu Bachai says, that it's a Meisei Midbar, but Lemaisa, because it's Shver Betzem, which plague, whatever are we talking about? So, therefore, the Rabbeinu Bachai says a little bit different. He says, no, it was the Meisei Midbar. Bigva, by the demise of our brothers, shame davaru, this is in a noun, kemoi b'mises achenu, it means by the death of our brothers, v'lo yitarchen lefashe, it's not possible to explain it as a verb, kishemeso achenu, meaning when our brothers died, she'im kain, because if so, ha'yolo linokid bigvoya, it should have been vowelized and said bigvoya, why does it say bigva? Elamai, it's a shame davar, it's a noun. Pasuk dalid, v'loma ha'vesem, Eskahala Shemela Midboraze Lomus Shom Anachnu Uvirenu. Why have you brought the Kahal of the Ribbono Shel Olam to this wilderness to die there? Us and our animals. What's going on over here? Why you bring us over here? Pasuk Hey Veloma Helisunu Mi Mitzrayim. Not only that, why did you bring us up from Mitzrayim? Lohovye Sana, to bring us Elamokim Aroaze to this evil place. Loimakoim Zera. It's not a place of seed. Usaena or fig trees, the gefen or grapevines, verimoin or pomegranate trees, umayimayin lishtos. Not only that, there's no water to drink. Why are you bringing us over here? There's some midbar, the nechoshim and akrabim, snakes. There's nothing stuck in Essen. Pasuk vav ayavay moishav yaron mipnei alcohol el pesach oil moyed vayiplu al pneim. So Moish and Aaron went from the presence of the kahal to the entrance of the oil moyed and they fell on their faces. And then the kavod that the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to them. Pasuk Zayin by Shlishi, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, Leimer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Kach es hamate, take the stick, vehakel es oedo, and gather together the whole edo, ato you vi Aaron achicha and your brother Aaron, vidibartem el asela, and speak, you should speak to the rack, le'eneyem, before their eyes, Vinosan Maimov, and it shall give its waters. Vahitseisalahem Mayim in Asela, you should bring forth for them water from the rack. Vehishkisa Se'edo, and you should give drink to the Edo. Ve'ezbi'iram, and their animals. So the Pashtas Vidibartim means you should speak, but the somebody who's trying to say Vidibartim is a Lashon of Hakol. They bring rise to it that it's a Lashon of hitting. But the Pashtas of the Pasuk means you should speak. Oh. So here they were commanded to go speak to the rock. Zot Rashi Vesbeirom Mikan. From here we see Shechosa Kadosh Baruch Hu Al Memoinin Shel Yisrael, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has pity on the money, on the property of Klal Yisrael. Hazeh Shteit Medrash Tanchuma. That's why you have to give to your Beirom, to your animals also to drink, because that's the mama from Klal Yisrael. So it was always bothering me. You have to come onto that. What about Tzar Bali Chaim? You have to come on to the Chos HaKadosh Baruch on the money of Klal Yisrael, therefore they gave the food to drink to the animals. Tzar Bali Chaim, you have to give them to drink anyway. Whatever happened to that is it? What's the pshat?
Is it Tzar Bali Chaim? They come before you?
Yeah, you're supposed to feed your animals before you. What happened to that? That's a mitzvah to feed. But the Baruch Hashem is the same mitzvah that has pity on the animals, on the moment of Klal Yisrael, has pity on the animals also. Rachma Val Kol Masa. Maybe it's a chil and a shtia. La yidea. I don't know. La yidea. But that's our we had over here. Pasuk tes. Vayikach Moshe es hamate milufnei Hashem. Moshe took this stick, this staff from before Hashem. Kasher tzivo, as Hashem had commanded him. Pasuk yud. Vayakilu Moshe v'aharon es hakohol el pnei asole. Moshe and Aaron gathered the people before the rack. And he said to them, Shimu no ha-moirim, listen now, you rebels, that you're rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamin asela hazeh, noitzi l'chamayim. Should we bring forth for you from this rack water? So, Dr. Rashi ve'akilu ve'goymer, Moshe and Aaron gathered the ke'eda before the rack. Ze echad min ha-mekoymois, shehechzik mu'at es ha-meru. But this is one of the places where something small held something that was much greater than it. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabba lists other places where such a phenomenon took place, like in Yeshua, Paragimel, and in Vayikra, it says in Shmoyis, different places. It was only through a Nes, which included 600,000 adult men, that they could congregate in its entirety in front of a single rock. How's it shaykh? Try to get 600,000 grown men to get in front of a rock. I mean, how big was the rock already? Even if you want to say it was big, but I get 600,000 people there. Teretz says it was a Nes. Zot Minchas Yehuda brought in Sefer Chacham. Muchach to say it was a Nes. One second, and that was also by Yeshua. It says that he was mitzantzim them between the Badi Aorin. How you mitzantzim thousands of people between the Badi Aorin was also one of the places that was an ace. Yeah, what's the next step?
How could the Pasuk test that Moshe took the matter kasher tzivoa?
Yeah,
he wasn't commanded to take his staff.
No, he's commanded to take it, but to hold on to it, not to hit the rock. We're gonna see mitzvah. We're gonna see exactly what that veira was. We're going to see there's a machlokes, three ways to learn. There's Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rabbeinu Hananel. The Rabbeinu Chai brings it. Exactly, what was that veir over here? Different words in the Pesuk, and we'll see. Was it Shimuno Hamoirim? Was it because he said Hamoirim? He called them rebels. The Rambam says that's why he got an Oynish. And the Rach says because he said Noitzi Lechemayim. We should take out. What do you mean we? You're taking covet for yourself? Yoitzi, he should have said. Yoitzi. That Hashem will take it out for you. Don't be machal covet to yourself. And there's an interesting medrash that Chizkuni is going to bring. He brings Betzim, the Rosh brings it in Parshas Baal Oischo, that Moshe Rabbeinu is such an interesting medrash. So I have to mention this. Look at this. He says, where did the Yud? There's Noitzi and Yoitzi. It was a tie against Moshe Rabbeinu. He should have said Yoitzi. Why do you say Noitzi? Zok the Rosh over there. In Parshas Baal Oischo. It says, Moshe was the biggest onam. So he says over there, onam is chaser yud. Shemati, shayikosha be'ein of lichtoy v'latzmei loshon anovo, v'dileg ha-yud. I heard that it was fair for him to write a loshon of anovo, so he skipped the yud. Laharis lo'ilam, shayirab be'ein of loshon anovo l'koisvit. To show the veld, listen, it was fair in my eyes, bad in my eyes, to write it. Amaloi, hu yizbarach l'moshe, Hashem says to the Moshe, Banishim says to Moshe, You deleted one yud from your kavod. I'm going to write Yesh Moshe on of meoid to be moisiv on your kavod. Zok Ribono Shel Olam. Umapik medrash zem medrash acher. Where did this medrash get this? This get this from another medrash. Zok the Rosh. This medrash got it from another medrash. Sheshamati ki nechsera hayud. The yud was missing. Lefi shechiser. It says on of without a yud. Lefi shechiser yud echad mikvod malchus keil oylam yizborach. He was machaser yud from the malchus of Ribbono Shel Olam. Kesha omer haminasel az enoitzi lechemayim in our parsha right now, he's v'tola kovet v'hicholus al atzmai v'al Aaron. He was told the kovet and the cholus in himself and on the kovet of and Aaron's koich v'hoyloi loymir yoitzi lechem mayim. Why do you say noitzi lechem? So meila the yud is missing when it says v'ish moisha onov mikolodim. It's missing a yud. It says onov instead of ayin nun yud vav. It says ayin nun vav. Shad is because he should have said yoitzi. So Hashem took it out. A medrash yidrash v'yidoresh v'kapatish yifoytzi tzel. As I've said, yimriyo chav gimel chav tes. That's what he fears always over there. The medrash is going to yidoresh. We're going to darshan it, but this kapatish yifoytzi tzel, that just like a rack. A hammer could slam, could split a rock, and there's a lot of nitzaitis come out. So too Torah goes into different madrashim, different mahalchim. That's where the yud came. No, okay, it's interesting. He doesn't bring it. No, he's not talking about that. He's bringing it as something else. Right, that it's nischalik the common nitzaitis. So too Torah. That's what he's going over there. Okay, zok Rashi vayit aminasel as a noitzi. L'fishalei hoyu makirin. The Vishahoyu Makirin, since Moshe and Aaron couldn't identify it, Vishaholach Asela, because the rock went, the Yoshevloy, and settled it itself. Bein Aslaim, among the other rocks, they didn't know which rock. Kishimistalika Be'er, when the well went away, Vahyusrol Oimele, and the Klai Yisrael was saying to the Malachim, what difference does it make to you, Meiz Asela? Toitzilonimanu. What difference? We need water. We don't care what difference is which water you're going to take, which rock you're going to hit, or you're going to talk to it. Just get us water. That's what Moshe said, Amoyrim, which means sarvonim. You're wayward, you're wayward ones. That is it's a lashon of, that's how the Tagum Unklus also understands that word means. Not a lashon of rebelling. He's saying you're wayward people. Vos tutzachta. Dover acher, another pshat, lashon yivoni, shoitim. Amoyrim in the Greek language means fools. Anochapshat dover acher moyrim es moyreim. That means they instruct their teachers. Should we bring forth water from this rock about which we were not commanded? He's saying to them. So there's a different pshatim over here. Lamaisa, the Chizkuni brings down, there's two ways to read this pasuk. Either you could say, listen how he says it. Zok the Chizkuni, Yisrael savru ki mashmoy. Klal Yisrael thought it's like the mashmoy, it's like the way it sounds. How is it possible that this selah will bring out water for you? Moshe Bemis wanted to say, did it ever enter your minds? Did you ever think that from this rock we're going to take out water for you? Did it ever enter your mind that from this rock the water is going to come out for you? You should explain yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu, Zok Techizkuni. That everybody should know Mefurish, that Hashem is the one that's giving the water, not you. But Moshe Rabbeinu was not medaktik in Hashoina, and mainly he got punished for it. Lamaisa, the Rosh brings down a different pshat. Why did they get punished? He says, Pirish Rashi, we're going to see in a minute. Shekosoy al Moshe va'aroin, Moshe got angry, al Ashehiku ha'sela. That they hit the selah, Vakadosh Baruch Hu Amalem v'dibartem el haselah. Hashem told you speak to the rock. Why are you hitting the rock? V'zeo shamar kosav. It says Yan lo himantem bilak degsheini. Shehoye kiddush Hashem harbei. It would have been a moirdik a kiddush Hashem. Ilu lo yhoyu oisem maise rak dibur levad el haselah. If you would have just spoken to the selah instead of hitting it, there's such a big kiddush Hashem. You memayit kechut asayir in the kiddush Hashem. So memelo you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so if Shneiman asks you a kasha, but it's a bigger nace. It's less of an ace if it speak. If you hit the rock and water comes out, than if you talk to the rock and water comes out. The chmein is the zelda nace in our eyes. What's the hezbrin then? Vice tells there was a mashu a kachut of more of a kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Yochum says there was a kachut asayir. What did they do already? No, he has mal. He says mal that kachut asayir. There was a tain against them. There could have been more of a kiddush Hashem. And if it's not a kiddush Hashem, shleim does fail in kiddush Hashem. Even a kachut asayir lefi the dargosay of these kedoshei elyon that you could have spoken to the cell, you hit it. There was a chisor and a lack of a mashu in kiddush Hashem. V'meila they got an oinish. They didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And it says lemaisa they davened. He brings down that they davened. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. It says 515 tefillos that he should go into Eretz Yisrael. Even though Rashi says that. Rashi says over here that he didn't daven. We're going to see later, but it says that he davened. When we're trying to break down that he davened 515 tefillos. Hakol ponim. What's this Indian over here? Oh, so then he says weiter. The Rosh says, "Ochin shemati mipi Rav Don Ashkenazi zechoin levroch." I heard from Don Ashkenazi. Perish. V'dibartem rotzaloyim v'hikisem. Dibartem means you're going to hit, not to speak. He brings examples. V'chein v'tidaber. As called Zerah Hamamloch and Divrayom and Beis Chav Beis Yud Shepirushai over there it means v'take to hit. V'chein Tzivilei Kadosh Baruch Hu Pam Echad the Chayir. It says in Shmos Yud Zayin Vov that it says the Baruch Hashem Faker told him one time to hit. V'oid Matzinu says Akosh Shepirushai Dibur. You find Kakosh sometimes means Dibur Fakert. Al Mashiach Shiyavi B'Meir B'Yemenu. The Mashiach should come. It says V'hika Eretz B'Shevet Piv and Yishaya Yud Aleph Dalit. V'Eretz Eloi Mar B'Dibur Ba'alma. It means Stam B'Dibur. Nevertheless, we're going to farish the opposite of dibartem means to hit. If you're going to ask him, if that's the word, if that's what it means, what did they get punished for? The dibartem means to hit, not to speak. They said, they should have said, yoitzi, with a yud. Not that v'tolu ha'kovet ba'atzman, they were toilet covered in themselves. K'moshe pirashti le'el and parshas ba'aloyscha gabi ve'ish Moshe onov mi'oid. That it says onov without a yud, so it's because it was a machaser a yud. V'zeh loshen aravzal. He says ish k'moyu k'moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. Moshe Rabbeinu, a man like Moshe Rabbeinu was such a high darga. So yirogil tod der etzel abayri yisbarach. He was always by the Rabbeinu shalaylam. V'hi zoriz v'niskor. How do you make such a toys? It was like what we said. What's the selah? So the Chizkuni says, "V'dibartem el haselah." Who shenikra be'er shel Miriam? That's the be'er of Miriam. He calls that the selah was the be'er of Miriam. V'zovin haymenu mayim. Water flowed from there. V'hayu mizgalgil achar Yisrael. It used to roll after Klal Yisrael. V'hu ha'sela shabay hikim Moshe. That was the sela Moshe Rabbeinu. Hitch lo yayu roitzu lohozev meymov b'shviloi. B'shvil shemesa Miriam. For Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to flow because Miriam was nifter. V'chozar b'schus Moshe v'yaroin. K'moshe pirshu Rabbi Seinu and Tainus Taftes. It came back. Shenem v'dibartem el ha'sela. And so he says, Yesh Meforshim Inyan Zeh, who Inyan Shenemba Pashas Bashal, says Shmois Yud Zayin, that's Inyan over there. Tosis brings down also. Zot the Chaskuni Velav Milsehu, that's no Shaychis. Share Maisa Hatsur Hoy Bechoyriv, that Maisa with the Betsur, when he hit the rack, that was in Choyriv. Maisa Sela Zeh, Hoy Bechoydish, right? In Bekate Eretz Edom, it wasn't over here, it was Bechal in a different place, no Shaychis. Akoponim, that's what the Inyan was over here. What?
Why did it
stop to show the Megala that it was B'schus Miriam, and later it was brought back B'schus Moshe? Let's say it would have never stopped. They would have never known those 40 years was only B'schus Miriam. You're asking, Lui Le Miriam wasn't around. Would it have been there B'schus Moshe? Yeah, you're talking, yeah.
Mashmi, he had to speak to get it back.
Right. No, there was a hefsek lemaisa. It stopped. It was b'schus him and Aaron. It came back. No, but there had to be a hefsek l'chayr that was nicker. There was a hefsek that everybody was makir that it was b'schus Miriam those 40 years. Now it could come back b'schus Moshe and Aaron. The maisa they needed water. The bunch wasn't going to let them starve. They needed water. But you should know that was b'schus that tzaddikus Miriam. Oh, so now the Rebbeinu B'chai says v'da. You should know ki rabu hadeyos. Beparsha hazois. There's a lot of deis in this parsha. V'nechleku ha'meforshim zal b'chetei shel Moshe ma'hoye. There's a different machloikas already. What was the chet of Moshe? Zok the number one das Rashi zal. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'sholoim lo yinitztave b'hakor. Moshe Rashi holds the Moshe Rabbeinu was not nitztave to hit it. Rakshi daber el ha'sela sheyotzi ma'im, that he should speak to the sela that it should take out water. B'shmoy shel ha'kodesh baruch hu, in the name of ha'kodesh baruch hu. Shenem it says v'dibartem el ha'sela. Umash tziva lov lekachas amatis. Why did Hashem tell him to take the stick? Not to hit it. Any ois Moshe Rabbeinu did, he had the matter lekim biyodoi. Kinyan shekosav says in Shmoyz Dalit, v'samata hazeh tikach biyodecho, asher tasa bo yisa oisois. Aval lechet hoi b'milas vayach. It was the chet was that vayach. Shehika es ha'sela v'loi dibru. He hit the sela, that was the chet, and he didn't speak. You should have spoken to the sela, not to hit the sela. K'moshe nitztavu, it says v'dibartem el ha'sela, and you didn't do that. El kein chala oinish b'shneyem. It was an oynish by both of them, Moshe and Aaron. Kishnei meskima ba'akov v'loy dibru. They were both maskim to hit it and not to speak. Ubezeh hoye machlishin koyach ha'neis. But that they weakened the koyach of the neis. Shayiroy ha'sela lohitzi mayim b'mitzvase shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dibru b'lvad. The seller should have given off water just with the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shem's mitzvah him to give out b'dibru alone. V'ilu nasa kein hoye Hashem miskadish. And if it would have done so, Zot Rebbeinu B'chai, it would have been a moir to kekiddush Hashem. Shayu oimrim, they would say, Uma sela ze she'enu yedeya ve'enu she'meya. They'd make a kal v'chayim, madach, this rock, doesn't hear, doesn't know anything, mekayim divri Hashem, it's mekayim the words of Hashem. Kal v'chayim ra'onu, avada os. Aval kishanasa al yedeya ko. But now that it was done al yedeya ko, that they hid it, hoye pischan peh itzel mechusri emono loimar, there was a pischan peh by the mechusri emono to say, shayu inyan nasa b'derech chochma v'tachbula v'loyal derech neis. It was a gans a chochma how they did it, not a neis. Velzeh Omar, that's what they said. Yan lo yamantim bilak tisheni leidim b'nei Yisroel. Ki yim adibra b'lvad lo yimakachim shem shemayim. The Rashi is learning the dibra alone you could have been kada shem shemayim. This that you hit the rock, you didn't speak to him, that was the chet. That's number one. V'dasa Rambam zokter, what's the Rambam learn? Ki achet l'moyish b'milas ha'moyrim. This that he said that he called them rebels. Sheko asaleim, he got angry at them, but Omri came when he got said that. Umishi bolakal kas, bolakal chet. When he came to the kal kas, he came to the kal chet. V'akadosh Baruch Hu diktekalov she'iyah adam gadol k'moyoi koyis lefnei adas b'nei Yisrael b'makim shein roi b'yakas, that there's such an adam gadol like Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry b'makim on the ganze klal Yisrael b'makim that there wasn't a place to get angry v'chol k'yoytze b'zeh b'dinah isha hu chil Hashem. But anybody in that darga Moshe Rabbeinu zok to Rambam, it's a chil Hashem to get angry v'fnei she tnu oisav kulon el atzlochas ha'oilam hazeh v'oilam habo, because every tnu that Moshe Rabbeinu does zok to Rambam Yisoid is for atzloch in this world and atzloch in oilam habo. Ve'ech yiroi alov akas. How could kas appear on him, zok the Rambam? V'hu min ha'pa'ulois arois. That's from the keferlich ha'pa'ulois, the evil things. V'lo yovei ki mitchun ha'ro ba'nefesh. Vaislas, you get angry, it comes from a tchun ha'ro that you have in your nefesh, zok the Rambam. That's what he says. You rebelled against my mouth. Rebbeinu Shem says, "Ki ha Yisrael chachamim gedolim, isha ketana shebem hoisek cheskel ben buzi." Klal Yisrael, when Moses married the Kecham, the small little woman was like cheskel ben buzi. It says, "Ros hashif chalayam, ashalei roi cheskel ben buzi." V'chashe ra'ur shekoas, they see Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. Who all of Hashalom aim by pchisas mido. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have this pchisas of this mido. Chashvu ki Hashem yisbarach koras aleim bebakashas amayim. So the Rambam says they automatically assume that Rebbeinu Shem got angry at them for asking for water. V'lulei ze lohoye Moshe kais. If it wasn't for that, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have gotten angry. V'anachnu lohoye matzanu bezekas l'Hashem yisbarach. And we didn't find that Rebbeinu Shem was angry. Atkan l'shoyne izal. So that's how the Rambam learns the chait was. Now the third pshat is Vedas Rabbeinu Chananel, and he says at the end Lamaisa, it's Mesiashiv al Alev Yois Mikulan this pshat. Ki achei toy b'milas noitzi. It wasn't that the fact that they didn't speak to the rock, they hit it. It wasn't the fact that they said Hamoirim like the Rambam is learning. The Rabbeinu Chananel says no. It was like we brought from the Rush before that that they said noitzi. Ki kisha amru noitzi lechemayim b'loshem medabrim ba'adom. V'lo yamru yoitzi. They didn't say yoitzi. Talu agdula ba'atzmon. There were toilets of the Rebbeinu Bechaya from the Mishain the Rebbeinu Chananel that there were toilets gedulin themselves. V'choshvu k'tas Yisrael shekivin shenigla Hashem Yisborach al atzur b'choyre v'kan loy nigla. People thought that by the Rebbeinu Shalom was megal himself by the tzur and choyre, but here he wasn't megal himself. Ki Moshe v'Aaron also came b'chachmoslin. Oh, Moshe Rebbeinu did it and Aaron did it with their own chachma. Sheitziu mayim in asela, that they took water out of the rock. V'loy meis Hashem hoisezois, and no, it wasn't from Hashem. Zesha Omer, that's what it says, like the Sheni, that I'm going to have Kedusha in their eyes, to their eyes, before them. Yoytzi means that it's going on Klai Yisrael, you didn't make them be Maimin in me. And that was the Chet. The Psukim could be saved a little bit, the way Rashi and the Rambam are learning. And the Rach. But even whatever way you're going to learn, it's not misyashiv al alev. Because Rashi would be correct. If the dibra alone was an ace and hitting the rock is not an ace, then you're right. So then you get punished for hitting and not for speaking. Avol bevade akol neis godel. What hitting the rock is no less of an ace. Kemoya dibra etzal asela kol shav. It's all equals. Dr. Rabbeinu Bechaya. V'kivan she'omer lo Hashem yisal akachas amatis. Since Hashem told him take the stick, lo luchinim rak lakol. Must be that Hashem wants him to hit it. So l'fi Rashi says it's shver. V'gam devir Rambam zel she'omer al atzma shehit the brzei kesher echad misfekas atoyru. Even the Rambam says he answered up one of the sfeikas in the Torah. Ha'yinachoinim ilu matzino kaslam Moshe. If Moshe ben Taka got angry, then Taka the Rambam would be correct. Kishimu no amoyrim ha'yitoychocha v'loy kas. The Rambam is learning Shimon Amoyrim that the Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. Zokter Rabbeinu Bechaya, he didn't get angry. There was a teichoch of them. He's giving them Musr. Ve'aroin shenenash gamhu lekos mi'oilom. And Aaron got punished also. He never got angry. Ki midosei hoisim midas ha'shalim. Aaron Fakert never got angry. He was oyev shalom roi de shalom. So that's shver on the Rambam. Now gam lepeish Rabbeinu Chananel zal, it's also shver. Ilu amar akosav min asela zen noitzi derech pshita sayitoyle nagdula ba'atzman v'hoyeperish nochenu boru. If the pasuk would have said menasela zenoitzi, if they would have said their pshitas, they would be toilek gedulin themselves, and then it would be nochin and bar the pshat. Aval b'derech ha'tema amruken, they were wondering, they were saying like this: haminasela zeh yesh lanu koyech shenoitzi lachem mayim from this sela, that do we have the koyech to take water out for you? El shakadosh baruch hu yafli lasis imochem b'derech neis. Fakert Hashem, we don't have the koyech. Hashem is going to do it for you, take out water for you b'derech neis. Vim kol zehu misyashiv al alev yosim mikulam. Nice Rabbeinu Chananel pshat zok the is the best out of all the other pshatim. It's misyashiv alev better than all the other ones. So we see a little bit over here. What was the inyan, the chait over here of the chait? So we have a machlekes three way rishonim, the Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rabbeinu Chananel. Exactly what was the chait? Zokt pasuk yud aleph. Vayorem Moishes yodei. Then Moishe raised up his hand, his arm. Vayaches asela. And he struck the rock b'mateyu with his stick pamoyim twice. Vayetsu mayim rabim, and a lot of water came out. Vatesh the eda uvirim, and then the eda drank and their animals drank. Zaptrashi pamayim twice lifisha berishoyno, because the first time Moshe Rabbeinu struck the rock loy hoitzi elatipin, it brought forth only a few drops. Lifisha loy tivo amokim lakoyse, because Hashem never commanded him to hit it. Elo v'dibartem el ha-sela. Hashem said you should speak to the rock. V'heima dibru el ha-sela acher. But they spoke to a different rock by mistake. And it didn't bring off any water. Amru, they said, Shem etzarech la-koisim. Maybe it's necessary to hit the rock. K'rishayna, like the first time we had to do it. Sernem, it says, v'kisa batzor. You should strike it into a rock. It says in Shemois Yudzayin Vov. So they chanced upon that rock, which Moshe should have spoken to, and then they hit it. And the pshat is that, and that was the taina against them. That's why it says, Pamoyim twice. Pasuk Yudbeiz, Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aroin. So Hashem said to Moshe and Aroin, Yan lohem antem bilakti shein ili'edim rei Yisrael. Because you did not believe in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the Bnei Yisrael, lochein lo saviu es hakahol hazeh el haoretz asher nosati lehem. Therefore, you will not bring this kahol to the land which I have given them. Zok Rashi, yan lo yemantem bi, but because you did not believe in me, gila kos of the Torah reveals to us sheelu lecheid zeh bilvad, that if it wasn't for this aver alone, hoy nichnasin laoretz, Moshe and Aaron would have come to enter Eretz Yisrael. That people shouldn't say about them, like the aveir of the rest of the Dor HaMidbar, that they got, it was nigzar on them, they shouldn't come to Eretz Yisrael. So too was the aveir Moshe and Aaron. But in the aveir that they said, that they said could flock and cattle be shechted, isn't that a much more chamadic aveir than this? But since that was done in private, Chisach elav akos of the Torah speared him, and he had rachmanis on him. V'kan shebemaimit kol Yisrael, but over here that was amongst Gans Klal Yisrael. Lo Chisach elav akos of Torah didn't have rachmanis on Moshe Rabbeinu mifnei Kiddush Hashem. Since there's an inyan from Kiddush Hashem, zok t'tosefta in Soita, Vov, Dalit, as well as in Anchuma, Yud, that it was involved Kiddush Hashem over here, that they should have spoke to the rock. So Meila, the Rebbeinu Shlom, it was b'far Hesia. Therefore, they had an oynish, they couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael. Which is a mori de kazach, that there was a ktana katana zakter biruchim in the Kiddush Hashem, that it would have been a bigger Kiddush Hashem if we would have spoken to the rock, and you were mocked in a little bit in Kiddush Hashem, kechut ha-sayre, the Bnei Shalom was ma'anish, these the Kadosh Elyon, that they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Like the Sheni Zakrashi, to sanctify me, she'ilu dibartem el atzela, because if you would have spoken to the rock, v'hoitzi, and it would have given forth water, ha'yisi mekudosh le'ini ha'eda, I would have been sanctified before the eyes of the Eda. V'yoyim, they would have said, ma'sel hazeh, this rock, she'ini medaber ve'ini shemeh, which neither speaks nor hears, ve'ini tzarech l'parnosa, doesn't need any substance. Mikayim diburi shel mokoyim, it fulfills the word of Hashem. Kal v'choyim ra'anu, avada, kal v'choyim, we should also fulfill the word of Hashem. Therefore, you should not bring b'shvua. This is said by a shvua, like it says, v'lochein nishbati lebeis Eli, and therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli. Nishba b'kfitza, he took, the Rebbeinu Shem swore quickly, shelo yarbu b'tfila al-kach, that they should not be marbin tfila on this. And because vice versa, if they would have been marbin tfila, the tfilas would have been accepted. So the Rebbeinu Chayev speaks out, l'maisa, nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu was still, the Medrash says, was still marbe b'tefila. He had 515 tefilas, still the Rebbeinu Shlom said you can't come in. When are you trying to bring it down? What? Yeah, just like it says over there by Yishchan. Rashi doesn't bring it here, but here, the Shteimram brings it over here. He says that he brings from the Daskenim in the beginning in Parshas Veschanan. He writes, "Shemoyish Spal Tov Kuf Tesvov Tfilos Kaminyan Veschanan Likonis Laretz Yisrael." To come to Eretz Yisrael, so here it says he did daven. So Rashi over there says is Mefarshes Spal LaAcher Shekover Shesichan VeOig. It was after he captured Sichan and Oig. The Chosh of Shem Hutar Nedi. He thought the Nedi that he wasn't going to go in was Mutar and maybe he'll get away. He'll be able to get away with it. Al Kapon Rashi says Nishba Bekfitza Shalayarbe Betfilo. But still, the Daskenim in Parshas Veschanan says he did daven. That he did daven 515 tefilos to get in. Pasuk Yud Gimel, and that brings us up to Revi. Heimo Mei Meriva, these are the waters of Meriva, of strife. Asher Rovu B'nei Yisrael, that the B'nei Yisrael argued with Ribbono Shelam, contended with Hashem. Asher Rovu B'nei Yisrael is Hashem. Vayikodesh Bom, and Ribbono Shelam was sanctified through them. Zok Drashi. Heimo Mei Meriva, these are the waters of Meriva. Heimo Niskorim B'makom Acher, these are the ones that are mentioned elsewhere. Es Elu Ro at Stagnini Pari. Oh, these are the ones that these astrologers of Pari saw, which what they said, Shemeshin Shel Yisrael Loike B'mayim, that the Savior of Klal Yisrael is going to be stricken through water. L'kach gazru, that's why they decreed, kol haben yilo'oid, hayo'oiro tashlichu, that every son that will be born, they said, into the river you shall throw him. Because they saw the Mashiach Klal Yisrael is going to come out of there. So he's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph Omid Beis, that this was the water, that's Mei Meriva, that are Nisker B'Mokim Acha, that's what the astrologers of Pari said. By Yikodesh Bom, and he was sanctified through them, Shemesu Moshe V'Aaron Al Yodam, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron died through them. So, because Rashi over here is explaining how Hashem had a Kiddush Hashem, how was Hashem's name sanctified? Because if I cared, he said, you did not sanctify. He said, Yan lo yamantam li lak tisheni. It says, so what's the pshat it was? Teretz is through their Misa. Kishakadosh Baruch Hu, Ayisadin, when Ribbono Shel Olam does din b'mekudashav against his holy ones, who yaroi, he becomes feared, u'miskadosh al ha'briyos, and he becomes sanctified through people, by people. V'cheinu Oimer, it says, noireli kimi mikdoshecha, Hashem is awesome from your mikdosh. V'cheinu Oimer state, b'kroi ve'akadosh, I'll be sanctified through those who are close to me. That's what it says, v'yikra, yud, pasuk gimel. So you see, Ribbono Shel Olam, through the Misa of his Kaddish, the of the Kedoshim, the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a Kiddush Hashem comes out of it. The Ribbono Shel Olam's name is Yorei and Mekudosh. So we spoke out, what was the Inyan that the Kechut HaSayah that the Mamayit in the Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Yerucham spoke out, that was the Taina against them, that there could have been a bigger Kiddush Hashem if they would have spoken to the rock. Instead of hitting the rock, this that they hit the rock, it was a tefiyah against them, and that's why they got annoyed. They didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So, the Rosh speaks out. Yan loy hemantem be this on the pasuk that you weren't maimin in me. Like the sheni leini bnei Yisrael zok the Rosh lefichach leisavi usakahal hazeh. Therefore, you can't bring in this call. Marshal Shtay Noshim Shalikas Bebazin. This can be compared to a marshal, the two women get Malkus in Bazin. Achas Kilkala, one was Mizana, the Achas Ochla Perishvis. One had a less Khamar de Kavero, she ate Perishvis. Omerlam, she said, Bibakoshamichem, Haidiu Labrias Almani Loike, Shalayoyim Afzu Kilkala. She says, listen, tell everybody why I'm getting Malkus. Tell them because I ate Perishvis, not because I was Makalka like the other woman. So Yemachrizin zu kilkala v'loksa v'zu achla perish shvius. They said, oh, this one was makalka, she was mazana, that's why she's getting punished, and she's getting malchus, and the other one's getting malchus for something else, perish shvius. So too, afkein Moshe Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said the same things, Dr. Rosh. Harei gazarta lai lomus b'midbor, im hador haro hazeh, sheichisu. Ribbono Shel Olam, you will go on me that I should die in the midbar with this evil door that we got at Ribbono Shel Olam anger. Shenemar says, "Kama yamru b'midbar yatzivu and tehillim ayin ches mem." Ve'achshav yoimu adoyrois and ishavalem. Everybody in the future generations will say, "Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu also sinned. I'm equal with the meisei midbar." Yichtoiv lahem masha sisi. Ribbono Shel Olam says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Write what I did. Tell them exactly what I did." Lefichach kosev. The Ribbono Shel Olam wrote, "Zok the medrash tanchuma yud yan lo yemante bilag disheni, that the chait was that you were not magdish me." Mekadosh my name, and that the Rebbeinu Chai speaks down the same Indian over here. That's what the marshal is over here. There's a Chavetz Chaim that speaks out Moridike Indian on the pasuk before on pasuk Tezvov. What does it say over there? It's really tomorrow. Metzvah will mention it. The Indian of it says Vanitzak al Hashem Vayishma Koyleinu Vayishlach Malchus. It's in Mitzrayim. That what the Indian of who this Malach is, Rashi says over there, Malach is Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikan that Nevi'im called Malachim. So the Chavetz Chaim says that you have to be Mizboinen. Why today we don't have a Navi in our Golus, in our Britter Golus, to be Ma'oided us and to be Mispalel us and to help us. So I'll speak it out now. The Chavetz Chaim says, Aval Kasher Anu Nizboinen in B'Terisenu HaKadosh, when we Mizboinen in our Torah, Be'ez Shemoshe Rabbeinu Hoye Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Mitzrayim, Adayin leyegia eis legal es Yisrael. The proper time for the Geula did not come to be goyel klal Yisrael. Hashibud ayikoshe. It was a keferlich hashibud. V'kashera Moshe b'tzaras achiv. Moshe Rabbeinu saw his brothers having tzaras. Hishtadel la'ozrim b'chol yicholta. He tried to help them. Adam Yisrael nasa levenim al shichme. There was a yid that was schlepping stones on his shoulders. Bo Moshe v'tamchem yachayiv. Moshe Rabbeinu came and supported him, helped him out. That he shouldn't fall under his burden. Rayu ish mitzri, mak ish ivri me'echov. He sees an ish mitzri that's hitting another yid. His ari vlazer lemukas. He goes and helps the person that's getting tishmeted. Chazal say shenosa nafshei v'liboy liyos meitzer aleihem. His spalil v'ischan l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch l'golam. The Moshe Rabbeinu was nosan liboy to nafshei v'liboy liyos meitzer aleihem, that he davened and he was mischan v'pukah Hakadosh Baruch to begoil them. Avol zok tochavetz chaim Hakadosh Baruch hu yoda ki koish yashibud hu l'toivas am Yisrael. The Boyin Shalom knew that the Kosh Yeshiv was for the Toivah Klal Yisrael. Limaher Gulosim, Fakir, to be Mahar the Gulu. Siva Shemoshe Yelech Lemidian. So Boyin Shalom, the Mesav of Kolasibas, was the Mesav of the Moshe Ben should go to Midian. Vazai ni Yashibud Oid Yoise Kosher. Then the Shibud's going to get much worse. Vetichbad Yad Mitzrayim ala Ombi Yoiser. And Fakir, Mitzrayim are going to make much worse for Klal Yisrael. Vakol Bishvil Karav Ketz Gulu. And the old Tachlis is to bring closer the Gulu. V'chein hu b'zmanenu zok v'heilek v'chofetz chayim. Lu hoyolonu neviim, if we would have had neviim, hoyu mischanin l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would be mischanin in front of Hashem. L'hochish gulosenu u'fedus nafshenu terem shegi ha-kates. To quicken up and to hasten the geula before the kates comes. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodeya, but Hashem knows. Ki onu chayim b'soif ha-golos, that we're living at the end of the golos. V'roitze sh'Yisrael yachzru b'tshuva koidim b'yas ha-goyel. And the Rebbeinu Shalom wants that Klal Yisrael should do tshuva before the Goyel comes. Shenischazik b'limud haTorah, and we should be mechazik b'limud haTorah. Al kein rabu atzoros. Therefore, we have such tzoros in this world. Ve'atloyos. Ve'eini tonu novi lispalil ba'adein. We don't have a novi to daven on us for the feral tzoros that are happening. Ve'akoyish yashibud v'oila golus yikruv v'asagula. The only thing that's going to be close to the geulos up to Chavetz Chaim is the koyish yashibud and the oila golus. And in other times, he used to say a little bit different. He just said like this: "B'cholat tekufa is shoyleach Hashem dvori al yedei malachim." In all the tekufas, HaKadosh Baruch used to send malachim to bring his or shlichim to bring his words and his rotzin. Kishi Yisrael zochu, when Klai Yisrael was zochu, hayu Moshe Rabbeinu Adoyin Anaviim Hamalach. Who was the shliach? The shliach was Moshe Rabbeinu Adoyin Anaviim. Umbekamoy kein kol Anaviim shekamu achrav adanovi achrav malachi, until the last novi Malachi, they were also shlichim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achri tekufas haneviim, after the tekufas haneviim, zachinu letekufas shel tanoim v'amaroim. We were zachinu letekufas tanoim and amaroim. Goinim, rishonim, vachroinim, v'kulam b'shaitim v'b'chinas malachim. They were all in b'chinas from malachim, zok tekufas chayim. Lahazir es ha'om, lelechas b'derech Hashem, to be mazak klal Yisrael, to go in the right way. Ulam b'avinaseinu arabim higanu ke'eis l'madrega nemucha kezois. We came to such a low madrega nowadays b'avinaseinu arabim. She'ein novi v'choize. We don't have a novi or a choize. Af le tanoim v'amiroyim v'goinim. We don't have the tanoim, the amiroyim, the goinim. Ulam b'chol zois ois HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlichuso. The Baruch Hashem still makes a shliach. Uke'eis ulam b'chol ois HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlichuso. The Baruch Hashem can use anything for his shlichus. Now the Baruch Hashem sends his Meshorsim Oyser Itzoinai. Who is that? Min Adoimimim. That's the Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofor. There's fires, Chas V'Shalom, that happen. Winds, tsunamis, and floods, sandstorms. Ukepetehilim Kuvzayin. It says Oyser Melochoiv. Who is Hashem makes his Melochim? Ruchois. Meshorsov. Eish Loyet. There's fire. Vaharbe Shluchim Lemokim. There's a lot of Shluchim for the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Chavetz Chaim. V'ashluchim alolu einim shovim reikom v'oisim ritzayin koinam fakerat yizvah shluchim. Don't go back empty handed. They do the ratzon of Hashem. We see this moridik phenomenon happening, this tsunamis happening and floods and people are drowning and whirlpools happening. We don't v'esim shvas tutzach zot techovetz chayim. That's the neviim nowadays, the yisurim. V'alavai shenetiv darkeinu, alavai we should be mate of our ways. V'yisuru ha'malochim alolu kele'umat shebo. And these malochim, these shlichim will leave just like they came, and we won't have to come on to them. And then we'll come back to Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuv v'chad Yishimeinu k'kedem, that Hashiva Shevteinu k'varishayinu v'yotzeinu k'vatchila. Will come to the day that we'll be zoich at the back half of the Nevi'im, and Moshe Rabbeinu Adonai Nevi'im, b'mashiach tzidkeinu b'mehev yameinu. Amen.